Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
No, I just wanted to cancel. I don't know what order. It said they're going to take $200 and something out of my bank account. I don't know what for.
As I can check in my database, yesterday there was an order, and the order is a mobile phone, which cost around $300. Okay.
No, I cancel it. I don't want it.
So you are saying that you had not placed any order from your end, right?
No. I was looking at them, but I had not placed the order.
So there can be a possibility might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details. Because when I checked the database, yesterday there was an order. So what was the last time you had did online shopping, you remember?
I don't do online shopping. I was just looking at the clothes. I don't do online shopping.
I'm just asking, ma'am. Calm down. Okay, I'm just asking. Apart from online shopping, do you do online banking or checking the statement?
I check my statements.
Okay, so
I've got no bank.
Okay, so there can be a possibility, ma'am, might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details. Okay. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to connect you to the secure server first of all, so we can check what is happening wrong. So according to that, we can provide you the security. Okay. So the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android or it's an Apple?
Android.
Okay. Do one thing, put me on a speaker and there will be an application that is called Play Store. Open it up. Play Store. Play Store, ma'am. PLAY. Play Store. STORE.
Play Store.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just have a look. Once you get the Play Store, just let me know, ma'am.
Okay.
Did you get the Play Store, ma'am?
No, I didn't.
Where are you looking?
I've got my keypad up at the moment.
Go back to the home page where you can see all your application. Go back to the main screen.
I've got the main screen up.
Okay, can you see all the applications over there? Camera, gallery, photos. Music.
Yes.
Okay. Now, same way, there is an application that is called Play Store. Have a look.
Okay, I'm just having a look. I've got Galaxy Store. Would it be that?
No, not that one. Okay, read me out all your applications' name one by one. I will tell you which one you have to open. Mm-hmm.
Calendar, clock, Galaxy,
okay.
Wearable, gallery, B&B,
okay.
Weather, my Optus, Contour, Messenger, Facebook, Calculator, Contacts, Play Store.
Yes. Click on it, dear.
Okay.
Click on it. Lovely. Once you click on Play Store, at the very top, can you see there is a magnifying glass symbol to search?
Yes.
Lovely. Click on the magnifying glass symbol. And you got the search panel to type something, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, I will spell it out for you one by one for your convenience. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Lovely. Now, the first letter will be A. A for apple. A.
Got that.
Then N for November. N.
Got that.
Then Y for Yankee. Y.
Yep.
Then D for David. D.
Got it.
Then E for Echo. E.
Got it.
Then S for Sugar. S.
Got it.
Then K for kilo, K.
Yep.
Now, it will be any desk, right?
Yep.
Now, search. Click on search.
I've got any desk coming up underneath where I've typed it in.
Okay, click on any desk.
It says any desk application, any desk just plain.
Click on any desk.
Okay. It's come up with things that I don't understand.
I will guide you, dear. Okay. Can you see something as any desk remote desktop? It's a red color application. It has a white shaped diamond in it.
Yes.
It says. Yes, read me out.
Any desk, is it remote? I've got a red symbol with a white diamond in it.
Exactly, yes. Select that application. Yes, press that.
Okay, remote desktop.
Exactly, dear. See, you had done in a great way. Click on install.
Install. Okay, just going around and thinking about it.
Okay, it will get downloaded. And tell me one more thing, ma'am. When I checked the account, I found two unknown locations from where the account has been accessed. Okay, one location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria. So have you ever been to those countries in the past, like for business or whatever?
Never in my life.
Never. Okay, not an issue. We will check. Now it's downloading, ma'am.
Oh, so I've got to press open?
Open, lovely. Click on open. Now I will guide you, okay? Now tell me what you can see.
MoneyGram, UBank.
No, not that. Did you click on open?
I did, but it won't let me in. It won't let me open it.
Okay, what you can see, tell me.
Oh, hold on. It's just gone green, so I'll press on open now.
Yes, dear, yes.
Okay, so do I press allow?
Yeah, allow, lovely, positive option.
Privacy statement.
Click on okay.
Okay.
Now what you can see?
Just a four balls spinning around on the screen.
All right.
Okay. NOx license aviation activation. Activate your license. Get to know permissions that will let you use more features.
Tell me the options. No need to read out. Tell me the option.
Agree.
Click on agree. Now what you can do, lovely, click on OK.
Okay.
Now it says install, right?
No, it's come up with a blue tutorial.
tutorial, touch anywhere on the screen, it will get skipped. Touch anywhere on the screen.
Connection status. You are here, see if a connection to the AnyDesk network was established. Then all functions are available.
No need to read out. No need to read out. Touch anywhere on the screen, it will get skipped automatically.
Okay, I've got AnyDesk with an address, but I don't know what the address is.
No, no. Can you see some numbers over there? Number
964-288-119.
Okay, 964-288-934.
Hold on. 934. Yes. 288.
Okay.
119.
Okay, 934-288-119. Correct, dear?
Correct.
Okay, lovely. Now, just below that number, can you see it's written set password?
Yes.
Click on set password once.
Okay, interactive access. Always here. Going into...
Hold on, hold on. No need to read out. No need to do any kind of hard work. I will read out in behalf of you. And okay. You just have to... Okay, lovely. Now, the first thing you can see at very top is interactive access, correct?
Yes.
And just below, there are three options, right?
Yes.
Okay, and just below three options is written permissions, right?
Right.
And just below permissions, there are three options which are highlighted and two options which are not highlighted, correct?
Correct.
That's lovely. And just below, it's written enable previous session profiles, right?
Access control list, hold on, clear previous sessions profiles.
Yes, and can you see clear previous session profiles?
Yes.
Lovely, and just below can you see it's written permission profiles?
Yes.
Click on permission profiles once.
It says default. Screen sharing, full access, or unattended access.
Click on the third option, full access. Third option.
Full access.
Done?
Okay. Permissions profile come up.
Okay. Now I will guide you. Now it's written profile enabled and there is a checkbox which is checked, correct?
Yes.
And just below it says enable unattended access. There is a checkbox which is not checked, correct?
Yes, correct.
Click on that checkbox which is not checked, ma'am. Click on that checkbox.
Unattended access.
Exactly. Click on that checkbox, not checked.
It's come up with a set password. This password is 2 weeks.
Yes, now I am going to provide you a secure password. Don't share this password to any of the third person. All right, dear? I will guide you.
Okay.
Now, keep that. Yes.
Press OK or do I click on set password?
Hold on. Click on set password. You will get a keyboard to type something. Did you get the keyboard?
I've got the keyboard up.
Okay. Now, keep that in mind. All the letters will be in the uppercase, okay? All the letters.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the first letter will be E. E for echo. E. Capital letter. E.
Capital. Oh, no. Hold on. E. E for echo?
Yes, ma'am. Done? Okay, uppercase, okay? All the letters will be in the uppercase, capital letters.
Okay.
Okay, now B, B for Barcelona, B, capital letter, uppercase, B.
Okay. Got it?
Done. Okay, now A, A for Apple, A, capital letter, uppercase,
got it.
A.
Got
lovely.
It.
Then Y for Yankee, uppercase,
got
Y.
It.
Okay, now from the numbers, number 1.
One.
Number 5.
Number five.
Number one.
Number one.
Then number seven.
Number seven.
Yeah. Now, just below, can you see it's written OK? Click on OK.
Yep, it says this password is sufficiently safe. Click OK.
Yeah, click on OK.
Okay, come back to permissions profile.
Lovely. Now, where it's written, enable unattended access, there is a checkbox now, correct?
Yes, it is.
Lovely. Now, don't do anything. Now, you will get secure server. Don't do anything. Now, you have to click on start now, okay? Click on start now.
Okay.
Lovely. Now, once you click on start now, ma'am, click on close.
Click on close.
Yes, close. Down below. Can you see close?
Yep, close. It's come up with permissions profile.
Click on close once again.
Okay, take me back to security.
Lovely. I will guide you, dear, okay? Top left hand side corner, can you see there is a back arrow to go back?
Yes.
Click on the back arrow.
Okay. I've got AnyDesk, Secure Server 842 is now viewing your desk.
Lovely. Okay. Now, down below, can you see there is a home button, ma'am, where you can press and go back to the home page, the main page, the circle one, down below. Click on the home button.
No, this is my circle.
Okay, I will guide you. Can you see there is a back arrow, back button, there is a circle, and there is three bars on your touchpad. On your touchpad.
No, I haven't got my touchpad up.
Okay, I will guide you. You are a little bit confused, okay?
Whenever
you go back, which button you press? If I will tell you to go back, go to the back page.
I would normally press the bottom button on the right-hand side on my Android, which is an arrow to go back.
Yes, and just next to that button, can you see there is a circle button, the circle one?
I've got like a semi-square.
Yes, the square one. Yes, semi-square. Press that one, the semi-square.
Oh, it's gone out.
Yes. Now, remember that is your home button, okay, dear? That is your home button. Okay, lovely.
The one I just pressed.
Yes, dear. Yes, that is your home button. Okay, lovely.
I'm sorry about this.
not an issue, dear. I understand. Not an issue. Okay. Now, I told you that yesterday there was a transaction of 299.99, right?
On my account.
Yes, but you not need to get worried. What I had done is I had hold that transaction from mind. Okay, so nothing is going to get debited, right? But what hacker can do is, ma'am, they can do 2 to 3 transaction. Okay, one more transaction I had got to know that they had tried to done. It's of $99. Okay, so don't worry. Every transaction has been hold from our end. Okay. But for your safety, do one thing, ma'am. Just check your accounts and let me know. Do you find any transaction of 99 or 299 or not of yesterday date?
No, I haven't got any money in my account. I'm a disabled pensioner and I get paid on Friday.
Okay.
I'm just going to my account. I only have like 46 cents. And my direct debit has come out as my direct debits, but nothing sinister.
Okay, you deals with one bank or you deal with more than one bank, ma'am?
One bank, net bank.
One bank, okay. And only one account or more than one account, ma'am?
I've got net bank saver, which is 10 cents in, pension spending, 46 cents. Savings don't touch, 29 cents, and my direct debits are in the red for 153. But that's because I did use some of my direct debit to pay something during the week.
Okay, all right, dear. So in this case, you not need to get worried for anything, okay? You can log out from your bank, log out.
Okay, now.
Yeah, log out.
Okay, back to home.
Yes. Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to update the security over the network. So you not need to get worried for anything, all right? And I'm taking care of each and everything from mind, okay, ma'am? So don't worry about anything.
They yes. won't post any money out of my bank.
No, no, nothing. Nothing is going to get debited. I have taken care of each and everything, and all the hackers has been blocked from our end with the help of security team. All right, dear.
So when I went on to that, because I've lost my hair because I've been in hospital in intensive care for 15 mm-hmm. weeks, and I lost a lot of blood, so I've lost all my hair. And I went on to look at wigs, and then it came up with some nice tops and clothes. So
not
I clicked on... I
understand. You can do whatever you want, okay? Nothing is going to get happen. Whatever you want,
so,
you can do it over the internet.
Has a hacker tried to take my money out of my account?
The hackers have been blocked, ma'am. I had blocked the hackers.
Okay.
Now, you feel free to save and feel free to do anything on your mobile phone, okay? It's already safe.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, ma'am. Have a lovely day ahead, okay?
Thank Bye-bye. You. You've been a darling. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.